assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
All roads lead to G-Town.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Well, I want him feral. I want him just inappropriate and loose.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
What the bloody hell? Anyone would think you'd want to flag you lot. Have a look at them. They're up and about. Oh, I tell you what, Bill, before we say hello to the mayor of Geelong, who we're going to speak to shortly, by the way, Pete Murray, Murphy, we've also got Joel Selwood.
Yes.
Isaac Smith.
Yes.
Tom Hawkins.
Yes.
Jeremy Cameron.
Yes. Oh, no.
Look at the snippy. He's got his pants. I can't bloody deal with him. Hello to you, Fat.
G'day, Jim. How are you?
Have a listen to him.
Jim, it's a big couple of days, as you know. It is a big couple of days. And it's hard work.
Oh, my God.
And it's great to see everyone at the Creamy. They're all here yesterday and they're all back. And who won? There we go. Now, Jim.
Yes, please.
I believe that you owe me.
What?
You owe Geelong.
What?
You owe the Cats. You owe Cadinia Park. And you owe everyone here an apology.
What for?
You've been hanging shit on Geelong the whole year.
Bill.
Jim, so say I'm sorry and well done.
Well done is 100%.
Yeah, but say you're sorry.
Most amazing performance ever, though. The Cats were supreme. Look at the top I've managed to dig up.
Yeah, exactly.
I went and saw my man from Ortic Clothing and I said, get me something that looks like Geelong.
Yes,
so
not bad.
I've got the colours on.
Bad.
But, Bill,
yes.
I've just got Port Ferry, so
yeah.
I've come from Port Ferry.
Which way did you come in?
Well, I came from Colac, so I'm driving in through Warn Ponds.
Yeah, good, nice.
Grovedale.
Lovely.
Highton.
Highton's
Belmont.
All right. Belmont.
Bill, what happens out there?
Don't ask, actually. There's worse ways to come into Geelong. Don't worry about that.
They were looking from behind the curtains at me as I'm drifting past. No, Bill. It was a I'm a Geelong fan.
No, you're not. You haven't been all year and now you're jumping on.
I'm a Chris Scott fan.
Oh, come on.
Joel. Hey.
Joel. Right, he, what nothing
Joel?
Wrong.
Joel, I reckon we drove over a bridge.
Yeah.
He'd just walk over the water.
Well, no. He's St. Joel. You've got to call him St. Joel now.
Unbelievable.
What about his Saturday?
Unbelievable.
Did everything right.
Could not do a thing
else. Go through the banner with Levi Ablett.
Oh, mate.
Catch 12 touches in the first quarter.
And then the banana from the outside of the boot goal.
Then he gives...
All the tears.
What about Tom Hawke? He's still crying. He hasn't stopped crying, Tom Hawke. Gives the boots away to the Oz kicker. Oh, St. Joel, cannot...
Why didn't you do any of that when you were playing?
Well, we didn't win. I'll tell you who else might ring today.
Who?
Todd. Todd. Todd the turd. I bet you he doesn't ring today. I won't hear from him because the Cats won. So sucked in Todd from Bowen Edge, you flog. I've been down to Mad Monday. Down the watershed. It's a very nice spot if you ever been down there. Very, very nice. But you'll see it on the telly tonight, and it'll be on the socials. But the blokes who come out as the old, because too old, too slow,
yes,
Geelong.
Yes, yes, yes,
and
yes.
By the way, too good.
And too good, yes.
Yes. But there's about eight of them.
Yes.
Joel Danger, Big Reese, Mitchie Duncan, Gary Rowan. They got an old people's home bus.
Yes.
So it drives down. They're all in costume. They were all in character.
Yes.
Get off with their walking frames and walking sticks.
Yes.
And walked on and were in character until they got into the wolf shed. You should have seen it. It's the best Mad Monday costume you've ever seen. Fantastic.
Have you said hello to Rabbits, by the way?
Oh, g'day, Rabbits.
Jeremy Cameron. He just puts another exclamation mark on it. And then he opens the can of cum drop and downs it. I haven't seen that sort of celebration before ever.
That was a good one.
On grand final day.
He's not right. Jeremy Cameron's not right. He's loose.
Now, Bill.
Yep.
I am. We all are. You can't not be an Isaac Smith fan. What an unbelievable player he's been. Great acquisition for the Cats. So we start there.
Yep.
But if Patrick Dangerfield wasn't the best player on the ground, I haven't got a hole in my ass. No, I'm serious, Bill.
You got two.
I'm serious.
No.
When the stuff that matters in a final,
yes.
Clearances, contested ball winning, exiting stoppages, that is what wins you grand finals. And Danger had something like 9 to half time.
Righto, we'll come back there. Because what do we normally do when we start? What do we do when we normally...
Oh, we have a wrap.
Well, let's have a wrap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Guess what, Jim?
What?
No rap. The rap can get stuffed
good,
too.
Good.
There's only one sporting event that happened over the weekend.
Good.
And it was at the MCG. And this is it. Get stuffed rap there. We're always on the ball.
We
play the game as it should be played. Oh, some people in the house.
Whoa,
you know
have
the
a look.
Fat club I tell you about? Yes. Read that sign there.
Where are they?
Look.
I can see Clarkie.
No, he's fat.
He hasn't stopped bloody eating.
Paul, fat number two.
Right.
Little Roscoe, he's our biggest fat bloke there. Easty from CUB.
Come on, Easty.
Yeah, but he's actually fit.
Yep.
And the bloke next to him there, Darren Stewart there,
yep.
Father of Tom.
Oh,
there he
well
is there.
Done.
So well done, Premiership.
How good. How good.
Exactly. And the Fat Club, guess who our trainer is?
Who?
Andrew Buse.
Where's Busey? The rat.
Well, he's actually not fat, so he doesn't get any bite. So the Fat Club, look at that, they're front and square.
Oh, no, I love it. And all got a pot in front of them.
Yeah, well, it should be a schooner, but anyway, that's all right. But you're right, danger is outstanding. But,
oh, my
but
God.
But if a bloke has 32 and
good
kicks
Bill,
three...
What wins you the game?
Goals.
No. Yeah, well, that's spoken by Ford.
No, what about... Jeremy Cameron, we're going to have a chat to him.
Unbelievable.
He's actually not... Oh, he's coming in, we'll tell him that.
What's he... He's fixing a bogged car the night before the game.
The night before the game, grand final eve, his mate bogged his car down the road. You know what? He had four calves on the back of it.
Yes.
And Jeremy might have just given away a couple of grand final tickets for four calves.
Well, they're 1,800 each or something.
What, the calves?
Well, by the time they get big enough... Well, cattle are bloody expensive.
Oh, yeah, you're a farmer.
Of course I am. I've owned farms.
You'd have no idea, Jimmy.
Well, have we got cattle farmers in here? What's a heifer going for now?
1,500.
Right. Fat. There you go.
450 kilos. Righto, thank you. There you go. Well done, sir. Thanks for coming. Get that man a pot.
That's $6,000 he's got on the back of his bloody ute.
Well, he got bogged, so Jeremy had to get out and pull him out. But they're so, mate, so humble, these blokes. Like
good
Jed
boys.
Buse, Jack Henry, Tom Atkins, Brian Myers, Colin Jasny.
Good boys.
Just good
no, they
boys.
Are good
so.
Boys. The Guthrie brothers.
Yeah, the Guthrie boys. Brothers. The Irish boys, Zach and
yes.
Mark.
Yeah. Mate, you forgot his name.
I
Mark.
Forgot his name.
You did, yeah.
But it was a great day. Really, really good day.
Won the game, and within 8 minutes, the game was over.
Well, yeah. Well, I didn't want to call it too early, but
didn't
I thought you? About the 10-minute mark.
10-minute mark.
Yes. He had to feel for Sydney because only a couple turned up.
Oh, they did. Warner
and Luke Parker.
That's it?
That was about it.
They had a very bad day.
Exactly.
Well, they had a bad day in match committee. What the hell are they doing picking Sam Reed?
Didn't we say that? You cannot play Sam Reed.
Right, so fat. I'm sitting up the top of the Ponsford stand waiting to do the hosting bit, and so I'm watching them doing their pre-match warm-up, the pre-match warm-up.
Yep.
And I said to Hodgie, sitting next to him, I went, Hodgie, he ain't, look at him.
Nah.
There's no way he's right.
Yep.
And that's an hour from the game starting. He's moving around like you.
And, well, actually, he couldn't be going any worse than me.
And he was.
And then the Cats did well by, unfortunately, not playing Max Holmes. So they
yes,
did the
they
right
did,
call.
They did, and see, you feel for Maxie.
You do. Good anyway, we're going to the first break.
All right, here we go.
And I'll pick the song out.
All right, here we go. You got a song?
Yes, I'll pick the song. It's by Queen, and it's all about the magnificent Geelong Football Club. Because we are the champ.
Oh, my God. I can't do this for another 2 hours.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Hey, Jim, I swallowed a dictionary. It gave me the thorus throat I've ever had.
Oh, no. JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, live from the Cremorne in Geelong after that 81-point premiership win. Joey Montagna's in the studio.
Wrapping up the weekend of footy.
Let's talk some footy.
This is the Rush Hour Recovery Session.
Joey, welcome to the Rush Hour. And honestly, I can't remember what happened Saturday. What did the Cats do and why were they so good?
Bill. Hey, Bill, JB's already nailed it, to be honest. It was the first 20, 25 minutes. When I watched the first quarter back this afternoon and they were just too tough. They just won every 50-50 ball. They were too strong in the contest. Every time Sydney tried to tackle them, Geelong were able to just get their arms free, get the ball moving forward, and they were just dominant. And that leads to my first pro. And I wanted to pay tribute to Tom Hawkins and what he did with those first two goals, because in the first 10 or 15 minutes, Geelong were dominating, but they weren't putting the score on the board. And then it took two brilliant goals out of the ruck boundary throw-in from Tom Hawkins. You watch him again, for a big man to be able to push a bloke off who's 200 centimetres, 100 kilos, snap it on the outside of the boot to get those goals and just get the momentum running. I thought that was unbelievable. I thought he was enormous in that first 20 minutes, Tom Hawkins.
So, Joey, and I agree with you, how weren't Sydney prepared for that? Mm. Everyone knows that's what he does in that part of the ground.
And that's going to come in the spotlight because Tommy McCartan, I've seen vision before of Tommy McCartan doing the exact same thing, but he sweated right behind Tom Hawkins and would tackle him. That was 2 years ago. And yet on the biggest stage, they didn't have the same plan in place for Tom Hawkins, and I reckon that's going to hurt them when they look back at that tape, whenever they review the game, the Swans.
Yeah, right. Number two.
Number two is the legacy piece of all the players, and JB, I'm with you. Paddy Dangerfield's first 20 minutes to set the game up were enormous.
The agenda setter.
Yeah, he was enormous, Paddy Dangerfield. His first 20 minutes really got the game going. He gets that premiership that's eluded him, so he's got that legacy. Obviously, Joel Selwood now. He elevates himself to one of the all-time greats and will be probably a legend in the Hall of Fame. Here. Tommy Hawkins, again, another one. And Chris Scott is one that we should praise because he needs that second, or he needed that second premiership, I think, just to validate how great a coach he is. So the legacy piece for Geelong and those players led by Paddy Dangerfield, absolutely brilliant.
I love it. I'm loving all of this. So number three?
Well, number three, you've got to give credit because it's a whole club environment. The recruiting of this football team. They should be called the Licorice All Sorts when you look at it. And I heard Billy talk about some of the names before, but they've got delisted free agents. They've got rookies. They've got athletes. They've just gone down to the local athletics club and gone and got Blitzarves and Jack Henry and all these guys that were just athletes. They've gone and got elite draft picks that they've kept and utilised. They've gone and got trades, so they've traded away the farm to get Jeremy Cameron and Paddy Dangerfield all those years ago. They've got Irish players, they've got father-son. They have used every tool available to build a premiership team, and I think that deserves credit because it's not easy, but they have found the right players and put this brilliant team together.
Well, Bill, I remember us having Cookie on probably 2-3 years ago, and he said that exact thing, Joey. He said, we haven't sold the whole farm, but we haven't got many paddocks left. So, and it's true. And now it has delivered for him.
And
so,
that well farm went to Jeremy Cameron.
It did.
And he lost his medal with some bloody cow. That's the weirdest story I've ever heard, Joey.
It is indeed. Very funny, though, but he's been a start.
So the other side now. Where are we going?
Yeah, well, the first one, I don't want everyone to overreact on Buddy Franklin. I think, yes, he was quiet, but I think Sydney had 32 inside 50s. We know he was poor, but I'm not going to like the overreaction that, you know, maybe Buddy shouldn't play next year or all those sorts of things. I mean, he still had a terrific season. He kicked 50 goals. He had a tough day, but every forward for that Sydney Swans team did. So I still want to, you know, I know he's got now the four premiership losses, Bud, to go with the two wins, but I hope it doesn't just diminish what he's been able to do even this season and the impact that he'll still have for the Swans next year. He's still got plenty of good footy left in him, Bud.
Good.
Keep going.
Number two. Yep.
Number two, anyone who now gets injured in a preliminary final is going to be petrified going forward because no coach now is going to pick any sort of injured player in a grand final. So even if they prove themselves and they're declared fit, I reckon from now on, I think what Chris Scott did by not selecting Max Holmes and Sam Reed's performance has made every future player wanting to play in a grand final nervous if they are slightly injured in prelim week because it's now been set. You just can't take any risks with anyone slightly injured, and it's worked for Geelong and failed for Sydney pretty badly. So watch out in the future. The next year when we have an injured player grand final week, we can almost rule them out on Monday.
We were just saying, Joey, I watched them in their pre-game warm-up, Sydney. I've never seen a player less ready to play in a grand final than Sam Reed. Yep. They should have pulled him out then.
Exactly. And they did it with Ben Reed, Collingwood, 10 years ago against Geelong.
The last one, and this is fascinating, Bill. You'll like this one. So I just did some homework today. Since 2000, there have now been 11 teams that have lost the grand final by 40 points or more. The next year, only four of those teams have gone on to play finals the next year. And guess what? None of them have won a final. So no team since 2000 that's been beaten by 40 points or more has won a final the following year. So let's just keep an eye on the Sydney Swans next year. You think about the Western Bulldogs last year, they snuck in a eighth and were blown out the water in that first final. They were one of the four teams that have made finals. Sydney themselves did it in 2015 after the Hawks pumped them in 2014, but they went out in straight sets. Two other teams have made finals, haven't won a final. Everyone else has finished 11th, 10th, 13th.
Wow.
So a big watch on the Sydney Swans and how they bounce back from this harrowing defeat.
Well, they've got some good kids, so you'd think they'd be thereabouts. Now, I've done some homework.
Oh, hello.
Geelong's worst loss for the year, round two against Sydney, 30 points. And then they only lost another three. Combined for the year, Geelong have lost by 55 points, the four games. You'll use that, Joey. The other one.
Yeah.
They finished two games clear on top of the ladder after home and away. They play three finals. They win two of them. The prelim, 71 points. The grand final, 81 points. They've won 16 games in a row. If that's not a dominant year, Joey, I'll go he.
No, that's pretty obvious, Bill. It was a pretty dominant year. It was pretty dominant.
Well, I bet you used some of those stats. Anyway, the votes are in for the from the coaches, right? This is grand final.
Yes.
By the way, who did you like, Joey? Who would you have given votes to?
Probably Danger ahead of Isaac Smith.
All right, Isaac Smith, 15 votes.
Yes.
Danger, 12. Tom Hawkins, 9. Tyson Stengel, 6. Mark Blitzarves.
The Blitz.
1.5.
Very good. How do you get half a vote?
Well, Sam De Koning, 1.5.
Yeah, he's also very good.
So there you go. Isaac got it off the coaches. So well done to Isaac.
No, well done. Joey, I said to Bill before the final started, Geelong were going that well. For me, the only team that could beat them were Melbourne. And they managed to dodge them.
Yep.
And Melbourne ended up falling over anyway. But their midfield, the dominance of that group on Saturday was as big an obliteration around the footy as I reckon we've seen in the big dance for a long, long time.
And Bill was right. I mean, this is one where you looked back at it. Now, it did smack us in the face that this team was dominant. They were much better than the rest of the competition. We were trying to find cases for Sydney and Brisbane, and we thought Melbourne might bounce back and Collingwood's fairy tale. But in the end, the right result was there. Geelong had been dominant, as we said, from a long way out. And the only thing was going to beat them was probably going to be some sort of freak event, whether it was a bad day in front of goals or something significant. But in the end, they got the premiership they absolutely deserved.
So we drifted into the September club afterwards. I had my much better half, Australia's luckiest woman, who happens to be here, by the way.
Yes, she's here.
And we were just drifting around, Joey, and then up came, speaking of people that are lucky, your beautiful wife.
Oh, Erin
came up.
Yes.
And with her was Bill's girl, Juzzy.
Yeah. Yep.
And she said, I just wanted to say hello to you, Lisa. I wanted to say hello to you, Joe. What a beautiful, polite woman. I said to her, Juz, where's Bill? She said, I don't know. I said to her, get used to that. That's your next 20 years if you hang around with this fat idiot. And you'll never know where he is.
Joey, guess where I was? Where was I?
In the bar, Bill.
The CUB marquee, magnificent. I was actually the DJ.
Oh, what were you playing?
Guess what?
What was your go-to?
Sweet Caroline. So it was a good night. How'd you end up? The Greek Wombat had a few.
Yes, I had a big night. I was a bit dusty yesterday, I must admit. But, had a great time.
Hey, well done. Look forward to seeing you, of course, in the coming weeks with all the trades and things that are coming up. But put your hands together, please, for Joey Montagna, former superstar from the Saints. Well done, Joey.
Thanks, Joey.
Thanks, boys.
That was the Rush Hour Recovery Session. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Brad.
Jim, what are you doing?
I've got a shape in my mouth.
Barbecue shapes.
Barbecue shapes.
We're live from the Cremorne Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Bill, the mayor of Geelong, Pete Murray, not too far away.
What about fat signing balls?
I know.
It's the mayor. We've got the mayor, but he thinks he's the mayor.
I am the mayor. He knows I'm the mayor. Don't worry about that. I forgot a fat club
member.
That's it. Kevy over there beyond the bar. Well done, Kevy.
Stop eating, Kev.
No, exactly. Now, Jim, I went down to the Wolf Shed today, caught up with all the boys on their Mad Monday.
It sounds like it.
You've got to watch it tonight. The old people walking in today were fantastic, dressed up as old blokes. But I caught up with the skipper, and I said to Joel, what a great day you had, Joel. Here he is, the skipper. What a star. What a day Joel Selwood had. It was unbelievable. You look back now, Joel, and just think, everything went to plan.
Oh, as perfect as it could be, Bill. It was, the great start, obviously. You would love that.
Your great start, 12 in the first quarter.
Oh, yeah, I kicked a few back to them. I mean, I would have liked to take them back, but it was, everything we could have hoped for.
And then the night's fantastic. Yesterday, there was 20,000 there. That was a great day at St. Mary's.
Yeah, it was. All came out, and as they should. It's we haven't won one for 12. Yep, something like that. And I mean, we've been bashing away, so we thought we deserved one, and we got it.
I love that comment because they're bloody hard to win, as you know. But the way that you've been there for so many years, and how good you've been, and everyone else, you deserve to win that one.
Well, yeah, I mean, every club's probably saying it. So, but yeah, I mean, we have been bashing away. We've been close. Probably written off a little bit, but to be honest, it's not even that. It's the boys just coming back to work and hoping that the teammates that you know should be premiership players are now premiership players.
I'll tell you what else I loved. You were trained to the minute you were. You missed some games, you didn't like that, and then you didn't play, you know, the total minutes and things like that. You're just trained. You're ready to go.
Well, we found a little formula. Yeah, it was the first one I didn't like, the round four one that came a bit too soon, I thought, but anyway. Once I got over that and then realised that this was going to be the year that, you know, I can get my head around it and do that, it was fine. But the starting on the bench stuff and all that, we found a formula that we thought that was working and was that was going to help us win it. So,
what about Tomahawk? He finally stopped crying.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable. He was a mess on Saturday, wasn't he?
He was. He had a... He was shocking, and he's got the excuse that he's got the kids, but I don't know what was in there. It was partly, I think, he's thinking of mum, and I'm getting a bit soft on him now, but, you know, he's loved the game, and he's worked so hard, and he knows what goes into it, and it was pretty special for us.
And you two are very close.
We are, yeah. I mean, we came in together, and then we have shared the journey and tried to drag the side along. Harry was with us for a long while, and then we sort of kicked him out, and now sort of Blitzars and Duncan and Guthrie are probably the next ones in line that are pulling that side through.
Who do you love more, Tomahawk or Britt?
I have to say my wife. She's got a baby. She's got our baby on board.
I saw that. Gee, she's looking well. How good did she look Brownlow night?
She had a good night, Brownlow night, and she has a lot of good nights, I must say.
Speaking of Brownlow, did you spot anyone at the Brownlow that took your eye?
Well, out of the room, Bill, so I didn't see too much to go on, but I won the Jim Steins Award, which was a very nice award to win. I enjoyed that, and then I got up on stage and... Actually, Jim was right in my vision, but he wasn't getting my attention. No. Who was? Well, there's a lovely little lady next to him, and she looked far too young for him, but I think it was Lisa. JB may need a little bit of work to just keep fresh.
Oh, mate, it was unbelievable. And she'll be listening to this, Joel, so send a message out there to Lisa.
Well, I think that Lisa's too good for Jim, but anyway, good luck with him, and hope everything is going well, and... if his Kangas aren't going well enough, make sure you jump on the Catters.
Yeah, exactly. Well done, Joel. Always been good to us on Triple M and the Rush Hour. Well done, mate. You're a bloody superstar.
Thank you, mate. Thank you for today, too.
Cheer, that's a good interview, is it? How good was that interview?
Unbelievable.
Are we on air?
Yeah, we are on air. you were down at your other pub where all the players were?
The Wolf Shed.
Right.
With my partner. Yeah. Business partner,
Clarkie. Yeah. we all know Clarkie. He's the brains behind the operation. Thank Christ, he's here. And he's otherwise, the joint would fall over.
He's got his feral mates from Ceres out there, so they're just here too. So stand by.
Yes, very good.
Joel saw Lisa in the crowd.
So, of course he did. Yeah.
Well, Grubber Voice Brownless also caught up with Isaac Smith, Tom Hawkins, and Jeremy Cameron. We'll hear from them throughout the show today.
Who's next?
The mayor of Geelong, Peter Murray.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's the best argument
you
can
call me old-fashioned. But
live from the Cremorne in Geelong, we'll hear from Tom Hawkins, Jeremy Cameron, and the Norm Smith medalist Isaac Smith very shortly. But right now, we're joined by the Mayor of Geelong, Peter Murray.
Yes, there we go, Pete. And Pete, you'd be a very, very proud mayor, I reckon, of the Mighty Cats.
It's a great time to be mayor of Geelong, isn't it?
It is. Well done. What do you get for that? Do you get a pay rise?
Nothing at all, Billy. Nothing at all.
Now, you're a local boy. You live just down the road. But you're also involved with the St Mary's Football Club, Newtown Football Club, Geelong Ammos. You're also the president of the Geelong Racing Club. You're in down at Lawn. You're everywhere.
There's a bit going on, isn't there?
There is a bit going on. Do you ever get home?
Where's home?
Here. Actually,
this is my local here, Bill.
I know. You never pay for a drink because you're the bloody mayor. It drives me mad. Now, what about yesterday, St Mary's? How many people there? And that was a great day.
Well, we've discussed this. I'd say 20,000 people were there yesterday.
Wow.
Which was incredible. What about that family day yesterday, St Mary's?
25,000, I think it was. Then also, what's happening tomorrow?
We've got the street parade tomorrow, so starting about 11 a.m, leaving Eastern Gardens down Braham Street, turning right into Premiership Way. New street in Geelong. So the sign went up this morning. And then on to Steam Packet Gardens, where the players and the coaches will be presented to the thousands there on the waterfront tomorrow morning.
Now, Pete, does it annoy you that Bill struts around calling himself the Mayor of Geelong?
There's a few unofficial mayors of Geelong. I've got to get in line. There's Lingy and there's Billy, and that's okay.
What about Joel? He's a saint. He's knighted. He's going to have to be the mayor. Do you give the robes over or whatever? What does he wear?
Mayoral robes.
Mayoral robes. Do you do that tomorrow?
Well, Lingy got the keys to the city back when he was the premiership captain. We have something lined up tomorrow, so that will all be revealed at the street parade. But I think everyone should be pretty excited about it.
Hey, Pete, all BS aside, it must be great for the town because all the businesses are jumping. Everyone's got a smile on their face.
Absolutely. And whenever Geelong are going well, the town's going well. People are happy.
Yep.
And the lead up into the finals was brilliant, you know, and the grand final win, all of our town. Everyone's up and about. They've got a spring in their step. It's a great place to be.
I tell you, the two busiest joints. Pubs get very, very busy. But the tattoo joint, that's the busiest joint.
Yep.
And also there's a couple of brothels.
Oh, Bill, I don't think there's any of them in Geelong.
You've been on it for too long, Bill.
Hey, Pete.
Are you going to get a Geelong tattoo?
Oh, look, I don't think so.
Get one on your bum.
Yeah, you're right.
So, Pete, what you can do is when things are going as well as they are and places are jumping and full and all, you can just up the rates a touch.
Oh, no.
You don't bring rates in the conversation about grand final into the one sentence, James.
Where did you watch it?
Just at home with family and friends, which was great.
Yeah.
Look, I probably would like to have been there, but it didn't work out that way.
Didn't you get invited?
Well, that's another...
The
mayor of Geelong didn't get invited.
That's unbelievable.
No, I never said I didn't get invited. But anyway, that's a story for another time.
All right. But it is great. Great for the city, great for everyone, and a couple of frothies tomorrow or not?
Absolutely.
After the event, of course.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. After the event. A nice little establishment down there on the waterfront.
What's it called?
It's the Wharf Shed.
Yeah,
this is an inside job. That's what this is.
No, he's a good man, good local boy, very handsome.
Actually, Port Ferry, originally I just found out.
Ex-Port Ferry, I heard you mention
bloody
that.
You hell.
Come from Port Ferry. And,
what a beautiful place that is, by the way.
Very proud to say I'm an ex-Port Ferry
boy. How good's that?
Yep.
And used to be in the force.
Looks like it.
Yeah, I know.
Man not to be reckoned with.
What else? You've done a few things, haven't you?
Ah, that's enough, Bill. I've got that.
Hey, Pete Barahoo, ladies and gentlemen.
Put your hands together for Pete.
The Ross Hour family. Go Cats. Well done to you, Pete. Great having you on the show.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh. Arms in the air. That's all that matters.
Yeah. We are live from the Cremorne, the Cats' 81-point victory on the weekend for the grand final, Bill. You've already caught up with the captain, Joel Selwood.
Yes.
Who have you got for us now?
Well, I've got the one and only Isaac Norm Smith. Hello, Isaac. Here we are with the Norm Smith, Isaac Norm Smith. Has it sunk in yet? Is he?
Not really, Bill. Haven't really had a moment to sit back and relax and enjoy it, but I'm sure it will. It's very exciting. I feel a bit silly, to be honest, winning the award. But, mate, to be honest, just to win another premiership's unbelievable.
When did you think you had it won? Were you like Stevie J and at three-quarter time said, just call me Normie? Or when did you think you had it won?
Oh, no. I actually thought Paddy had an unbelievable game and thought maybe him or Tice might get the chocolates. But, yeah, there was a lot of cameras around me when the siren went and I was thinking this is a little bit awkward here and couple of people came up and said, make sure you thank this person, that person. And I was like, oh, I don't know about this. But, it was a special moment. It had been a big week for our family. So, I think it was very exciting for them.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. Candace, how's she? She's at home with the young one?
Yeah, well, she's probably not too happy with me, to be honest.
Not at all.
No, she's been a fantastic wife. And, she's given me a few days' grace, which is nice.
She's been through it before.
She has. This is her fourth time. So... Yeah, she knows what to expect, but I'm a little bit older and wiser now, so I'm not as silly.
Especially today, you're older. How good's that? The old boys. What's this outfit? Where have you got this from?
Oh, mate, this is what I wear at home.
You actually do?
These are my pyjama pants that I'll rock after a shower. But, no, it was Joel's idea, and he ended up getting the retirement village to bring the bus in, and To be honest, I don't know how it's come up, but I reckon it'd be pretty funny.
Oh, it's funny. But you're in character all the way to the door. Some blokes even got the lift up. They didn't walk the stairs. And then you're acting out the front there. Some of the worst acting I've seen, but very good.
Oh, mate, you spent 20 years on TV, so...
Speaking of that, James Brayshaw, if I say that name, what do you say about that? Is he?
Oh, mate, he's got a shocking sense of humour.
Exactly.
Your jokes are brilliant.
Oh, there you go, Jim, or Jing, or whatever your stupid name is. The jokes are brilliant. You got to laugh, doesn't he?
Oh, mate, 100%. I don't even know how that other song gets a run.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't even know what it is. And you said he was very happy with himself, just the way he carries himself.
Yeah, it's just Jim, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, well done, Normie. Great work. And you're a four-time premiership player. Great work, Isaac.
Thanks, Bill.
Bill, what happened there?
What did you just say?
I said, great work, Isaac.
We're going to have to come back and have a listen to that.
I think we are. What a good man
this
he is.
Song here, and then we're going to come back and listen to what you called him.
Isaac. The Norm Smith medalist. What did you call him, Bill?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I like the bloke to agree with me.
We're continuing the premiership celebrations down here in Geelong at the Cremorne. Still to come, Tommy Hawkins and Jez Cameron.
Now, Bill, there's some reptilian stuff happening up the back here. I'm a bit worried about some of these boys up the back.
Big boys, guess what? They're actually at a wake. There's a wake at the back. And we better give him a mention.
Go on, give him a mention.
Joanne Egbert, and he was in the cheer squads for many
years. At the Cats?
Yes, yep, at the Geelong Footy Club. So there he is there.
There we are.
Best wishes to the family.
Absolutely.
And wakes are good, Jim.
Bloody oath there.
You know why? They set a limit for about $2,000. Then these blokes get on it, and then they go, we'll go another 1,000, we'll go another 2,000. They spend 5,000. So well done to Johan Ekberg. He's not with us anymore, but he's a great Geelong supporter.
Good work. Good work.
Yes.
Now, here's another great Geelong supporter.
Who?
Who's just interviewing the Norm Smith medalist after your club's won a premiership.
Yeah.
So you'd think you'd know his name.
You reckon.
You'd reckon you'd be able to say
his
name.
Well done, Normie. Great work. And you're a four-time premiership player. Great work. Isaac.
what is that?
You've done something to the... I've seen that happen before. They've stuffed around with the audio to make me sound like an idiot.
You do sound like an idiot.
Hey, we've got the quiz coming up.
Oh, no.
Speaking of idiots.
Bill, you can't get questions out.
Yes, I can. Today I can. I'll be very good.
Will you?
Yes, here we go. Very good quiz.
No, I don't reckon.
What's the prize, Raps?
A couple of Triple M prize packs to give away and a $100 grilled voucher as well.
And I've got a good song coming up later. I've spoken to Dan.
Have you?
Our boss. And we've got a very good song to come up.
Righto. All right. And Bill, we're also going to do something next. Well, I've got some news coming up, I think.
Yeah, we do.
Bartholomew.
Absolutely.
And then after that, we're going to do a little compare the pair.
Mm. What?
Well, we're going to compare someone really bad with someone worse. And that's coming up after the news.
Compare the pair.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Can we please get Billy to tell us where the Formula One is this weekend?
Oh, it's not in Ashburger's, then.
Well, of course you feel good. We're live at the Creamy down here in Geelong. They're up and about. They've just won the flag, so they bloody should be. Tom Hawkins going to join us shortly. Jeremy Cameron is going to join us shortly. We've got a quiz.
Yes.
And then the joke before we just have to ease our way home.
Exactly, Jim.
Now, Bill.
Couple other people in the house.
Where are we going?
Brother-in-law Mark Ryan. G'day, Marco.
Where's Marco?
Oh, he loves a frothy.
There he is.
Yeah, he's from Quambatook.
Quambatook.
Yeah, he went back there. Like, remember the club that fell over, unfortunately?
Yes,
they were out of business.
Yes, yes.
And Greg Giles is there.
Where's
former
Giles
director at the Bears.
There he is.
Like a professor.
Bloody oath he does.
Nuffy.
And what about Slapsy?
Oh, my son, Slapsy. Where's little Slapsy?
Yeah, there
he is. There, Maxie boys here. He gets embarrassed with his dad.
One, so he should.
Yes.
Because you had a T-shirt on, you looked stupid enough. Now you've taken the T-shirt off and you just got a footy jumper on.
Jeez, I just dropped it in my pocket.
As a 55-year-old man, like,
I know.
What's wrong with you?
Are you allowed to wear your Geelong jumpers? Who's got a Geelong jumper on?
No one.
No one.
He's like eight.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, if you're eight, you're allowed to have it.
Of course you
are. Now, what do you got for us, Jim?
Well, we're going to compare Bill in 2011 with the current version, because in 2011 we did this show on a Monday and you couldn't get any words out. We threw to you, and it sounded like this, Leroy.
It was, Jim. Thank you very much.
Bill, But so we did a whole show with you sounding like that.
Exactly.
So then we got to today.
Very sexy.
And let's see if we can compare. hello to you, Fat.
Oh, g'day, Jim. How are you?
Have a listen to me.
Well, Jim, it's a big couple of days, as you know. It is a big, big couple of days.
Yes. What happens to you?
It's very sexy, and the girls, the girls
not,
love it, Jim.
A girl likes that.
Look
yet.
At them lining up here.
None.
There's not one in the pub.
Not one. It's got any interest in you. Now, Bill, what happens to your voice? I don't understand.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a little nobs. Are they called nobs?
Nobs.
What are they?
Don't say anything.
No, I don't know.
What are they, Bill?
Your tongue and your teeth. I don't know what happens, but
your tongue and your teeth.
Tonsils, maybe?
Nodules.
Nodules, that's the word. Nodules, yes, nodules. But I'm feeling good. I look good.
No, you don't.
I feel good.
You
I
don't.
Look good, but
you
I just don't sound good, which is not a great thing when you're on radio.
No, it is not a good
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
No.
Jing.
No. Now, Bill, we've got some big interviews coming up. Tommy Hawkins, your man, the Hawk.
Oh, he's a beautiful man.
He started crying, Hawk, when we were doing the post-match.
Yeah.
So there was myself, Luke Hodge, Justin Lepich, and Hawk.
Yeah.
And Hawk came and sat down, always very generous with his time. We're chatting away live on national television, international television, actually.
Yes.
And I'm looking at him, and he started answering the question, and then he started crying. And, Bill, I'm not ashamed to say... No. I started crying.
You did not.
I'm looking at him and I'm suddenly going, Hawk, you're going to have to stop. I've got tears in my eyes.
He was crying on the ground.
He was crying during the game.
He's like a big banshee. Is that what they are?
What? Is
a big what?
Anyway, let's go to a break. We'll smarten up and we'll come back with Tomahawk.
A big banshee.
Big banshee.
Yeah, that's it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I couldn't believe how good I was and how skinny I was.
Live from the Cremorne Hotel in Geelong, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill. And Bill, we've already heard from Joel Salad and Isaac Smith. Who have you got for us now?
Well, Tomahawk. We all love Tomahawk, of course. And I was the only one to talk to
Were
him today.
You? No, no one the else, only one.
Because there was no other media there, Jim.
No,
but
there
I was
weren't.
The only one there. And I started off by saying, it must be surreal, Tom. Here he is, the boy from Finley, Tommy Hawkins. Three premierships now, Hawk. That's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty surreal being a three-timer. Still one to go to catch two of my teammates that I played with on Saturday, but, very special.
Does Joel do anything wrong? Anything at all? What a sad day he had, what he did with it, you know, with young Levi and then the Oz kicks. He just does nothing wrong.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't really. I've got a couple of stories up my sleeve,
right.
A couple that you might have heard, but that probably isn't the right time. You've caught me a bit on the hop, but look, he doesn't. He's pretty incredible. Even just when Sammy came over the fence, and you're right, even to take his boots up and give them to Archie, the Oz kicker of the year. So, mate, he's a special person, as you know. But I think. If he wasn't already universally admired, right across the world, I mean, that footage of Sam coming over the fence has gone viral. So
just got him over the fence too, old Sammy.
Yeah, I don't think I would have wanted to be getting Sammy over the fence. I don't think I'd want to get me over the fence either, but he's a bit of a lump of a lad, but he's a great character. He's here today. He's enjoying it with everyone.
And also, you've stopped crying. You know what happens? When you have kids, I reckon you get more emotional.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I've always been a bit of an emotional person, but it certainly spilled out on Saturday. I don't know, just the gravity of what we'd done had sort of hit me I went down to the race at three-quarter time and I was walking down there to the medical room with Harry and I even lost it a bit then with Harry, gave him a hug. And, yeah, it's a pretty cool feeling because I didn't play in 2007, but watched and witnessed and a Geelong supporter growing up. So that was amazing. But, actually, speaking of crying...
No, Hawk. No footage of that. We haven't seen that. And also, I spoke to Emma, your beautiful wife, of course. She said you cry like Kim Kardashian.
Cry like Kim Kardashian? Yeah, it was a bad one, wasn't it? There's a couple of bad stills of me than I was crying with Jolie in the middle. I looked every bit of the age that I've dressed as today.
What about that? We're at the dress up here at the Wall Shed, Mad Monday. Who came up with that idea? All the old blokes. It's fantastic.
The man that seems to take the headline every Mad Monday is, and that's our skipper Joel. He came up with the idea about 4 weeks ago, and had it all planned. Mitch organised the walking frames and walking sticks, and Joel organised a bus. So that was brilliant. It was. I don't. If the result hadn't gone our way, I don't know if we could have pulled it off as well as we did. And to have Isaac stumble out like he did was pretty. It was pretty funny. So it's a good day.
Right. Too old, too slow, too good. Hey, just one more. The awards here. I was just listening in. The award. You did the awards, yes. Tommy Hawkins, for the man with the worst shoes at the club. Tell me who won that.
So this was a first time award winner, and the inaugural worst shoes at the club. There's a couple of mentions: Andrew Mackey, Tom Atkins. Big Paulie, Damien Burke lookalike. Do you ever play with Burke?
Yeah, he was
Toby Conway, was he really? Yeah. Toby Conway, I reckon he's a spinning image of Burke.
Redheads.
Yeah. Redheads, exactly. But Chris Scott was the winner of the worst shoes.
How did that go down?
I actually think he handled it pretty well. I think for the most part, as I said, I was the award reader, but I have to be the front for everyone else. So it's a bit of a... It's a bit of a thankless job because you give the worst pits, you give the worst shoes, the worst dress. There's a few bad ones in there, but anyway, I've got to give them out, and I think you knew it was coming. So,
well done, Hawk. You've always been good to us on Triple M and especially the Rush Hour. Well done on a fantastic year, mate, and go and enjoy.
Thank you, mate. But thanks for having me on, but also thanks for having us down here at the Wolf Shed today. First time we've been down, great venue, great spot to be able to sit here and enjoy it. So thank you for having us.
And you want to say anything to Jim? Do you think he's a flog or not?
Do I think he's a flog? To be honest, I couldn't. I know you want me to.
Come on, Hawk.
But he's not. He's a good man, Jim. He's a good, very good man. Very good man. I like following him on Instagram. He keeps me guessing with his hashtags.
Well done, Hawk. You're a bloody star.
Good on you, bro.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, see, too good a man, Hawk.
He is.
Too good for you.
Too nice. He's actually too nice, yes. Tom Hawkins. What a star. Just getting better with age, Jimmy boy.
And he had a go at Bill. Bill had a go at him for crying.
I know.
Can you believe that?
Yes.
I can't believe
this. This is a man in 07. Have we got it there, Leroy? A man in 07 who embarrassed himself and all his mates and family in the race.
I can't talk either. I'm sorry, Murray, but, mate, this is the best thing that's ever happened to Johnson. And the team.
My God. So you're having a go at Tommy Hawkins, who actually played in the game for being emotional.
And so did I. I was there. I was out there, Jim.
You weren't
still
out there.
Playing.
You weren't playing.
Anyway, it was good. Well done, Bill, for showing a bit of emotion.
Oh.
Hey, we're the quiz up next.
The quiz up next. Jeremy Cameron not too far away as well.
Guess what they win?
What?
The Rush Hour Quiz Cup.
The Adam Gilchrist.
Exactly. James Heard. Whatever you want to call it.
For those at home, it's a plastic... mug, basically.
Well, it's a jug in the shape of the AFL Premiership Cup.
A Carlton draft.
I tell you, they'd be sought after.
Oh, well, we had 20 here on Saturday. Guess how many are left?
How many?
One.
That's it.
All these ferals, take them home, they pinch them.
Thumped them.
Along with our bloody wine glasses, which are $8 each. So stop taking the bloody wine glasses. Jesus.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What's wrong with him, Jim?
There's something very wrong with him.
JB, on Friday, the trade and free agency period opens.
Oh, no. Jason Johannesson, we have just heard, has re-signed with the Dogs for 2 years.
Ooh.
And Jordan DeGoey has rejected Collingwood's 5-year offer, Bill, on behavioural grounds. The behavioural clauses that are included in there, he is not going to agree to.
Righto. So that is interesting. So knock back Collingwood, he has. Okay.
Well, that will probably mean that they'll go back and sharpen all that up a little bit. But for the moment, he is not agreeing.
Tanner Bruin has said that he wants to come to Geelong, of course. So that is good news up at the Gold Coast. No, he's not. He's at the Giants.
That's it.
Giants,
and
yes.
Daniel McStay has said he wants to go to Collingwood. Jimmy Boy, we all knew
that
was on.
That's been happening for a while.
And did I tell you who won the Gary Ayres Award?
Who?
Patrick Dangerfield.
So we should.
For the best player in the finals, he won that. So well done to Danger there. Any other news?
Your live quiz, which is very Geelong themed, is up next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I reckon I'm being paid unders.
Continuing the Premiership celebrations, it's Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Bill live from the Cremorne.
Oh, now we've got some beautiful kids down the front here. They're on holidays. They've come down to the Creamy to help celebrate a magnificent Premiership. And one of them just leaned into the other one and said, "Who's the fat bloke in a footy jumper?" Like, they can't believe what they're looking at.
No, they can, Jim. Oh. They can't believe how fit I look, don't I, kiddies? They're from Series 2, Jim. Yeah, so they're
very, very well-behaved young people.
They are indeed. Now we've got the quiz. Everyone loves a quiz.
Righto.
And what is the prize again, please, Rabbit?
A $100 grilled voucher. You won't be able to resist the new mouth-watering saltbush and pepper onion rings and, from Grilled Bill.
And a $200 Cremorne voucher.
No, you, Jim, shut up.
Triple M prize pack as well.
And the Carlton Draft Magnificent Premiership Cup.
Premiership Cup.
With three stubby holders in it. How good's that? Righto, who we got here?
Jason.
Where from?
Point Cook.
Oh, you're not far. All right, Chase.
Point Cook.
Who sits fifth in Geelong's all-time goal kickers list?
Oh, no.
Fifth?
Oh, no. This is...
You.
Who's you?
You, Billy Brownless.
Well, you've got to say the name. Yes, well done.
This is off to a very, very bad start.
Who famously kicked the footy over solo in Wirral?
I think that may have been you as well, Bill. Billy Brownless.
Well done. Good.
What the hell?
Who holds the record for most goals in a game at the Gabba?
Billy Brownless.
I can't believe
Jim.
What is going on here.
Who am I?
Billy Brownless.
Yes, they're going beautifully. Righto. Who won the Norm Smith medal on Saturday?
Izzy. Isaac Smith.
Well done. See, it's a nice quiz, Jim.
No one's getting a look in.
Mm. Which farm animal stole Jeremy Cameron's premiership medal?
It was a calf.
It was a calf. Who kicked the most goals in the game on Saturday?
Josh.
Stengel.
Yes. Oh, he's going all right here. I've got to find a hard
finish.
One. Geelong's premiership winning team was the oldest in AFL history with an average age of what? Here we go. Smart, Alec. No, it's not hard. It's not nearest the pin.
28.4.
28.
Oh,
Bill.
Is that right?
28.
12. This is the worst quiz I've ever seen.
Oh, well, it's actually hard questions. Who kicked his first ever goal on Saturday?
SDK.
Sam De Koning.
Yes.
Wow. How good was that?
Unbelievable. So, Bill.
Right, I'm trying to think of another question.
This is going to be a start to finish.
Who kicked 148 goals for Drury in 1985?
Billy Brownless.
Right. Who robbed the Drury Bank back in the 1700s?
Ned Kelly!
Shut up, dickhead.
Don't know if it was 1700s. Bill, it wasn't 1700s, mate.
Ned Kelly.
It was Ned Kelly.
In the 1800s.
No, he was a young bloke. Who kicked the first goal on Saturday?
Tommy Hawkins.
Bill, this is the single worst I've seen a quiz be
won. I think it's quite good. I got a smarter, like I can't beat him here.
All right.
Who... I haven't got any more questions. Hang on. Name the two Irish-born premiership players on Saturday.
Mark O'Connor and Reggie.
Yes. Well, it's not Reggie, but we'll take Zach Toohey, of course.
So, Fat, this is just finished now on a real flat note, isn't it?
What was the special today at the Cremorne?
Well, there's no food available, so there wasn't one.
That's true. Fat, the kitchen's closed.
Oh.
All right, he's got to be our winner, Jim.
Bill,
so he's gone.
No one else got to look in.
Sorry, Jim. We'll get there. You can go. Well done. You win the voucher. But everyone else gets a prize. Sorry, Clint. Look at them all, Jim. They're not happy.
They're not happy at all.
Oh, come on, Bill. I thought it was a good quiz.
You made the first five questions about yourself.
Exactly. He knew every question. How did he know that, Jim?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's flattened yourself a little bit.
It has. Jack and Diane.
Now we've got to find five more minutes of content to fill.
Come on, Fat. What is that? We'll get a bit of roaming Fat. You'll get out into the crowd.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, Jing, I've been looking. Jim.
Branded me Jing.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill, live from the Cremorne. Bill's joke and roaming Bill still to come.
Yes, indeed. Oh, it's a big show. Look at them. They're all there at the creamy, Jimmy boy.
Loving it. Absolutely loving it all. Now, Bill.
Yes.
I just wanted to quickly say hello to Kati Kartpos, who was my son's nanny for about 10 years.
Where?
And she's not here at the moment. Oh. She's listening at home. She is the most passionate Cats person I've ever come across.
Kati Kartpos.
And she was there on the weekend. Her brother Sam used to produce Hamish and Andy for years.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Kavanaugh.
Oh, yeah. So Katie Kavanaugh, we just called her Kati Kartpos. She loves her cats. And I've never... Good. She can't speak. Mate, she can't get any words out.
Like me.
Well, but she's with excitement, not alcohol. So anyway, hello to you, beautiful Carty. She'll be very excited about Geelong winning.
Another missing member of the Fat Club, Ian, who is fat. He's Where at home he? On the couch. He couldn't make it. So.
What happened to Isa?
Isa didn't get invited by his son, Paul, right there. Didn't invite him. No, and I still haven't heard from Todd. No, Todd the Turd. Where's Todd the Turd? I haven't heard from you yet.
You might get to him later in the week. Righto, I think he'll just give you a little bit of time.
It means a lot to a lot of people.
So, Jeremy Cameron, did you speak to Jezza?
I did. I spoke to Jeremy Cameron. I thought he was dressed as an emu, but he was dressed as a chook. So here is Chook Man Jezza. Here he is, the man of the moment, the man who's gone viral, by the way, Jeremy Cameron. Now, Jezza, your nickname's emu, but what have you come as today?
I've come as a chook today, Bill, because the emu costume actually didn't come in the mail. But 6 months I've had my chickens, and they laid for the first time the night of the grand final, which I thought was a great omen. And then we go on to win, you know. So I thought, you know what I'll do? I'll dedicate this one to the chooks at home.
Well done. Speaking at home and your farm. Now, we all saw you lose a medal. It's gone viral, hilarious. You had a few by then. You actually had a few, Jez. And how did that come about?
I probably had, I've had three or four beers by that stage, Bill. It was about 5 o'clock in the morning. And I don't know, I've just got the new calves that arrived the night before the grand final.
And ask you about that.
Yeah, mate, dropped them off. And I don't know, they were just in the paddock right there next to the man cave. And we thought, you know what, that'll look good on a cow, I reckon. But they were in the small pen, and then they got out into the big paddock, and then we had a few issues.
What about the night before? Tell us what happened there, because is it true that you had a couple of grand final tickets, so you gave them away for four or five calves?
Well, it was a bit of a swap, I had a mate who was pretty excited to come to the game. He'd come to the losing grand final that I had in 19, I think it was, and he wanted to come and watch a winning one. So, bit of a swap for a few cows, which was nice. He called me. He was meant to get to my house at 7 p.m. on the night of the grand final.
Grand final eve.
Yes. Yep, at 7 p.m. Then he calls me at 7 p.m. goes, the maps are saying 8:40 now. I'm going to be late. And I'm thinking, I want to get to bed, mate. Yeah. He calls me at 9 o'clock. I've missed the turn 10 minutes from your house. I'm bogged on the side of the road because I tried to do a U-turn with the trailer on. And I had to go pull him out, which was not a great prep.
What time's this?
I got back home about 10 o'clock. Had to unload the cows, of course. We weren't going to leave them in the trailer. Yeah. I'm thinking it's not a bad prep for a grand final, but anyway, we got out there and got the job done on Saturday.
Hey, how is the farm? All good? And the old man too, he loves it out there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's great to have the family around all the time. They're always out. You know, he's been helping me build a few things and fix up a few things. The old farmhouse needed a bit of renovating this year, so he helped me out. And it was nice to, you know, get it done for the family as well. They were really emotional after the game, and then it was nice to sit back and have a few handles in the shed afterwards.
A few.
A couple.
Yeah. Well done, Jez. You're a bloody star. Well done, mate, and congratulations on being a premiership player. Oh, another good interview, eh? You had Now, Jim.
Good Dartmoor boy down where we are.
Loves shooting and hunting and other things. Now, Jim, I'm going to let you in on a secret here.
Oh, go on.
Why these blokes are playing good footy?
Why?
It is the perfect work-life balance.
That's what it is.
It is. You've got Tom Hawke's got a farm. Reece Stanley's got a farm. He's got no idea what to do on it, but he's a farmer. You've got Jeremy Cameron got a farm. The work-life, there's 2 minutes of training. And Geelong's a great spot to live, so that's why you see him on top of the ladder.
Two minutes to training.
2 minutes from series.
How far from series? About 8 minutes. Isaac Smith rides his bike to training down here.
Yeah, he doesn't live on a farm. Joel doesn't live on a farm.
Well, Isaac Smith's bought land out the road, and he's going to build a farm. So there you go. That is a secret.
Well, all right. So let me ask you this. If that's the secret to Geelong winning the premiership, why didn't it happen in your time? Because everyone didn't live on farms.
Exactly. I was a farmer myself.
Toby Bairstow wasn't a farmer.
He actually was out there at Freshwater
Scratcher?
Creek.
Yeah, Scratcher Neil.
No, he didn't.
Neville Bruns.
No, he didn't. They were all here yesterday.
Couchy.
Peter Johnson had Terry Bride, had Neville Bruns, Barry Stoneham, all the old
Barons.
Barons. And John Mossop, remember Big
Johnny Mossop.
Big John Mossop, they're all here.
He had ears like that cup you had.
Big red, but he's not red anymore. He's gone grey.
Has he gone grey? Yeah, well, he's getting on a bit.
Ray Card, remember he ran into Keith Gregg on the
Greg, wing. Keith Gregg, our man, nearly knocked him in the next week.
He did, indeed.
The great Megsy Gregg. Who was a ball player, unlike Ray. He just
swapper. I'll swap card, Jim.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we doing now? We've got the joke to finish.
What about?
Are you getting out into the crowd?
Well, have we got time to go to the crowd and say hello, Raps?
You'll have about 60 seconds, I reckon, to do a bit of aroma.
Oh, geez, that's not going to last.
No, well, your voice is not going to last long, so I think 60 is good, Bill.
All right,
and I can't be stuffed coming up with a joke, so the joke's out today.
No,
joke's
out. That's happening.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
After the 81-point premiership win, we are live from the Cremorne Hotel. Bill's joke still to come.
Oh, and he's out amongst it too. The millions here at the Creamy. Where are you
from? There I am, Jimmy boy, and I've got some boys over here. I think they're from Canada. Where are you from, sir?
Canada.
Oh, that'd be right. Well done. You know what they are? Canucks.
Yeah, Canucks.
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 And who you got? How many you got? Six with you?
Six blokes all flew out for the big game.
And you're a Geelong supporter?
Born and bred, Billy.
Thank you, Greg. Well done.
Yeah.
Very proud dad here.
There he is.
Stuart, of course, father of Tom. You must be proud.
Absolutely, Bill. Been bloody great. Great weekend. It's been awesome.
How is Tom? Have you spoken to him?
I saw him yesterday about, 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a little bit tired and a little bit weary, but I think he's going okay.
Tired and emotional. G'day, mate. How you going? All right?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Bill.
You love the Cats?
Love the Cats, mate. Love them all my life.
Who's your favourite?
Billy Brownless.
Well done.
Oh, you're better than that, mate.
Who was your favourite, little man?
I like that big fat fella, Billy Brownless.
Good work.
What are we dealing
with?
Here's
some girls. Where do you girls come from?
Perth.
And you've come over to see me?
Yeah, just you.
Exactly. What about Jim?
We don't.
Your voice is shocking.
What's happened to her voice?
That's the worst. Say something again. It's very sexy.
We love Billy Brownless.
Hey, guess what song's on here? You ready to go? We're going to sing along here. I've got the words.
Have you got the words?
Where it began, right? Where it began. Whoa. I can't begin to know it.
Are we honestly doing this?
Wait for it, Jim. Wait for the chorus. Was it the spring? Summer.
What's happened to this show?
Here we go.
This can't be it, surely.
Look at him.
Touch my hand.
Look at the man.
Touch my hand, Jim. Touch my hand.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
First.
Oh, no, we haven't, have we? Where's the words?
Where's the words back?
Look at the night. It seems so lonely. Filled it up with only two.
Come on, this isn't radio, surely.
Yes, it is. I've lost me. Where am I? Everything runs off my shoulders.
Lost the words, lost your voice. Lost the plan.
Oh, here we go, we're getting close.
Here we go. Build it up, man.
One. Touching one.
Reaching out.
Touching me. Touching you.
Sweet Caroline. Bum.
Good time.
So good,
so good,
so good,
so good.
I've
Leroy.
Come on, Leroy, no more. What happened? We suddenly became old FM.
Karaoke. Yeah. We're still on, Bill. Oh, he's staying in his headset.
He's picked up his beer
and drinking.
But didn't they play the song? Oh, Bill.
No, thanks. Righto.
All right, let's have a cheers. Three cheers to the Cats. Hip hip. Hip hip. Hip hip.
Oh, that's about enough.
Go, go, go. No, not Skull. You're not allowed at Skull on here.
We've got 2 minutes to go, Bill. Do you got any thank yous?
Got a joke?
Hang on, I've got some thank yous.
Well, thank yous.
Talk amongst yourselves, quick. Andrea and Ben on the text. D and Claire promos. Naomi and Durbin. So, you know.
Oh, my God.
We got Whit, Ethan, Rosie and Rabs, all our friends here. We got the Bowen Foods. That's a good plug.
Well done.
CUB, Eastie and Tim Powell, Tank Beer and the Galton Draft. Geelong cans are coming out when, Eastie?
Friday.
Oh, good.
Seen it, look at that, look very good.
And you've still got a slab of the 2011s under your desk.
Actually, you can buy me one. And all the staff here, and Cordy, little Craig over there, there's Gemma, there's Sophie and Kev there, the whole staff at the Cremorne. Well done, everyone, and you guys.
Clarkey, who runs the joint.
Clarkey, it looks like Harold from Neighbours.
Oh. Right, have you got a joke, Bill?
Hit it. I'll finish with a joke.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
All right, Bill.
Righto. I haven't really got a joke. I haven't thought about one.
Here we go.
Who kicked 8 goals in a grand final?
Sydney.
Sydney Swans!
No!
That's my boy. He's a lawyer. He's the worst lawyer I've ever seen in my life.
What the hell? Come on, Pat.
Righto.
Oh!